You're, I'm so worried about Jack.
Very good. Very good.
We used the music here because, of course, this was Ambridge, of course, and the series, it still goes on now, the longest running radio series ever. Idris Charles is, we're talking about your dad, and he said you'd never be like your son. Yeah. You'd never be like your father.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he was in the Archers.
He was
as well.
In the Archers for about 10 years.
10 years?
Yes, for a character called Hayden.
Evans.
Hayden Evans.
Hayden Evans,
yeah.
And so, again, and he would then be the gentleman from Wales, yeah?
Yes,
yeah,
that's right. Yeah. He was a Welsh farmer. But my father used to say, you know, when he went in, he had the script, right? And he had to ask the actors, what's that word mean? What's that word mean? Welsh, you see. See, Welsh is our favorite, you know, first language.
That's amazing. So that was the for your father. But you yourself, did you appeared in various... you were mostly on radio, yeah?
Yes. I had... When I did television, I did three series of Stimiae, which is a charade, is that right?
Yes.
Charade show.
Yeah.
And I did... I presented quite a lot of television programmes, you know, light entertainment programmes. But I started then... producing programs, and that's where the writing actually started.
So the writing started then, and name some of the people you actually wrote for.
Well, I was writing comedy in the Welsh language, and I was thinking to myself, because they were, you know, when you write a sketch or write a few funny things, if the producers accept 30-40% of your stuff, you're doing well. But in Welsh, they were, you know, more or less everything I wrote was going on air. So I said to myself...
Well, we have the same problem, Jason and I.
That's one of the reasons we've invited you, so you can write for us.
Cannon and Ball are my heroes, and yeah. I stalk them. Everywhere, every summer season, we wanted to know where they were. And that's where we went on our holidays, wasn't it? Wherever Cannon and Ball were.
Okay, now Cannon and Ball, we just have a small clip here, and this is only a very, very short clip, but just to bring back some memories, here we go.
Idris Charles, a comedy writer, is one of the finest in the land, I think. He's a fantastic comedy writer. He's a fantastic comic too, he's a little fat Welshman. But he's a very good... He wrote Tommy and I a script, and we're still using it to this day. And it gets a lot of laughs. He's a great comedy writer. I hate him.
Well, there you are, you know.
He's a good writer.
That's Bobby, yeah.
You can't get more fair than that. But so that was Bobby, and... Ewan, did you ever get fed up of going around to the same places as you guys where the actual twosome were performing?
To be honest, that was just that's what we did. So I didn't really get fed up of it. I quite enjoyed it.
Enjoyed it. But so you wrote for... How does that work, writing for somebody?
What happened with me, I was writing these sketches and also was getting speciality acts for our light entertainment show in Wales.
Mm-hmm.
Their agent was the same agent as Cannonball. So I wrote to this agent and said, I've got some stuff I think Cannonball would like. So I wrote this stuff, sent it to them, and Bobby read it and said, I want to meet this guy. And that sketch Bobby was talking about there now on that clip now, mm-hmm. they're still doing that, what I wrote for them many, many, many years ago. Mm. But what happens, you know, when you write, if I'm writing for Jimmy Cricket, for instance, I listen to Jimmy Cricket in my head. And if you've got a comedian like Jimmy Cricket, if you've got a comedian like Cannonball or that kind of comic, you can hear them in your head, and it's quite easy to write. If I write down here now, hello, good evening, or something like that, you know, it's not funny. Mm. But if you give it to Bobby, it's funny because hello, good evening. You know,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It changes.
Yeah.
Look at it. It's not funny. But when Bobby does it, look at it. Look at it. Look at it. See, so if I gave you a script, you say, that's not funny. But you give it to Bobby and it's funny.
Yeah,
do you know, I remember once we were on stage in Rill, actually, and Bobby's doing this, you know, this kind of thing. And I said, Bobby, just shift your hand a little bit higher under your arm. Said before, I said it's funnier, and he did, and he had a big laugh.
Yeah, yeah, it, yeah.
you know, just little things like that, you know.
Idris, we've got lots of messages coming in from you. Our listeners are glued to the show, which is no surprise, bearing in mind your background. We've got someone who's texted in saying, what an interview. Someone else who's texted in saying, I wish my dad was that funny. I replied to them saying that my daughter doesn't have to worry about that. but we've got one message coming in saying, did Idris ever work with Ryan Davies? My father went to school with him.
Yes, worked with Ryan Davies many, many times. In actual fact, there was a slight competition between Ryan Davies and me.
Oh, really?
Because some people would say Ryan Davies was the first stand-up comic, but I say no, I was. and I'll tell you why. The difference was Ryan Davies was the first person to have a contract from the BBC to be a comic. I didn't have that contract, but I was doing it freelance, you know.
Okay.
Worked with Ryan and Ronnie for many, many, and Ryan was a great friend of mine. And Ryan was one of these people who was a professional, you know, from head to toe. A great, great guy. But if he was here now with us, he wouldn't be cracking jokes and giving you, on the radio he would, but in going out for a meal, he'd be as quiet as anything.
Yeah,
you know?
we've talked about that. Comedians tend to be like that.
I know of comedians, and I wouldn't dare name them, who are the most depressing people you never know. I have a great friend of mine, I'm not going to name him, you know, I went to see him not so long ago. He was in his dressing room and he was moaning and moaning and moaning. And I've done this and I can't do this and my son's like this and my wife's like this and the car's not this and all of this, right? And then he goes on the stage and does an hour and a half of comedy.
Do you think sometimes it's a case of they use it up on as though it's an energy thing, that they use it up on stage and when they come off there's no more laughter?
It's kind
in
of
them.
Like a duplicity, isn't it? It's two people.
It is that, yes, but also it's they're perfectionists. Everything has to be right, you know. Their lines has got to be like, and therefore their lives has got to be right, you know. And there is this adrenaline, and you know, it's not well. See, I can say this now to you because you're my friends now,
of course.
But I suffered with depression for 18 months. That I couldn't answer the phone, I couldn't answer the letters. My wife was here with me now, Ewan knows. It was hell on earth, you know? Yeah. And then, and I just couldn't cope with it anymore. And because, you see, as a comedian, you'd go to a party, you'd go for a meal, people would expect you to be funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
And asking you
to
tell a gag and everything else. But indeed, we're nearly coming to the end now, but I have to say that we're hanging on to every word here. It's a lovely interview. Your son is telling us that you're out here, you're going to be enjoying yourself with your lovely wife, and that you're into retirement. But as we said right from the beginning of this interview, we don't think so.
Well, you know, I was supposed to retire in January, but the company I've been working for said, oh, stay on another two months. Mm. And I know television companies will want my help, because, you know, the experience that I have, isn't it? And I'm starting another joke book that I've written. I've written two books, and I'm going to write another book. So I don't think I'll be retiring.
I certainly don't think so. And the door is always open here at Dubai Eye Radio, because it's been such a pleasure to talk to you. A man that's been in the broadcasting industry, written scripts and really entertained us for the last half an hour. Idris Charles, we do thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for your welcome.
Thank you.